All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Fiddler's Canyon Infrastructure Financing District. Today is April 17th. It is 9:38 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Rich or Terry, would you like to start?
Yeah, Rich Wolber, Chair.
Nick Policronis, Vice Chair.
Russell Skinner.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the Anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First item up, board, we have the board meeting minutes from our January 30th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? You need me to put them up?
Let's put them up.
So we went through. Looks like we had the budget and budget hearing for 24 and 25. Brendan went through everything. We had the public hearing and then went through the budget resolution. And then we talked about the meeting schedule. So pretty straightforward. Look okay?
After G, is there anything else?
Just adjourning.
Okay. Yeah,
you made the motion.
I'll make a motion to accept these.
Great,
minutes.
Thanks, Mitch.
Second then.
Thanks, Mitch. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that is unanimous. I am going to stop sharing. Next up is the financial, so I'll turn the time over to Brendan.
You're muted, Brennan.
Thank you. Can you all see my shared screen?
Yes.
Can you go a little bigger?
Yes.
I'm a little older than Russ, I think, so my eyes aren't as good.
All right. For the board, for today's presentation, I do have the March 31st, 2025 unaudited financial statements to walk through. So we'll do a quick walk through the financials, answer any questions you have. So here we have our balance sheet. I'll briskly go through each line item. Pause me if there's anything that you want me to stop and expound on any further. But the first line there, you can see the cash. We have our current assets. We have various funds held with the trustee. We have our reserve fund, which is that first line item, which is a reserve that's required according to the bond documents. Then we have our capitalized interest fund, which is monies that were set aside at closing of the bonds to pay for the interest expense for the first few years. And then we do have a construction fund balance. Of note, in March, there was a recapture of almost $1.4 million of funds from the unfortunate event that occurred earlier in the year.
Well, that's good news, though, that we at least got that back.
Yes, so that is good news. The remaining balance, you can see under accounts receivable, that 3.8, that is the amount that has yet to be recaptured. And then there's a small balance, just going back up one line item, cost of issuance. So there was an amount set aside in that cost of issuance fund just to there's still a remaining balance. If that is not used, then that'll get swept over into, off the top of my head, I don't remember if it's the construction fund or the capitalized interest fund or the bond fund. But that money is, if not used here shortly, it will get swept over.
Sorry, just really quick, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
yeah.
When did that money come back in?
It was mid-March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us
yeah,
until we asked.
Well, they've turned off our ability to look from
Did you
our
ask them
side.
why?
It was part of that demand letter. They didn't.
And they
We
haven't
haven't heard
responded.
back from them. Nope.
So, did they send a document just saying, "Hey, we've recouped 1.364 million"?
No, they did not. I still, as the accountant, have access to the accounts, and so as I was reconciling, March noted that those monies came in.
Okay.
And then it had a note that they were recaptured funds in the deposit in the bank account. So that's what we knew. That's how we knew what it was and why it came back.
I'm sorry then. So what's the accounts receivable n number? Why is it that doesn't look right?
So the accounts receivable number, so the total amount that was lost,
Misappropriated.
misappropriated, I like that number, was about $5.2 million. And so the accounts receivable plus the construction fund are the two amounts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was missing. Okay. Gotcha. I was just adding wrong. You're fine.
Okay, no worries. And then the last item there under current assets, you'll note, it says accounts receivable developer. Just reminding that this district in the beginning years doesn't have cash on hand to pay the administrative costs. And so first quarter costs may not be 100% correct, but that I have record of at this point. Is that's the essentially the accounting costs. We haven't submitted the invoices for payment, but we will be submitting those to the developer to pay for the administrative costs for the accounting for the first quarter. And that's just what that is. And you can see it down below under accounts payable, and then you'll see it under the accounting line item further down. But I will be looking for any legal or insurance and other costs that may be incurred in first quarter and or on a monthly basis to include into the financials, which would be similarly paid through the developer until operations funds come through with those fees.
So, Brendan, I have a question that kind of ties with Rich's.
Yeah.
So, of the 5.2 that was misappropriated, we still have 3.8 that is outstanding.
Correct.
Okay, then. Russ and Rich, I'm confused then by the letter that I can't remember his name that
Oh, I
he
mean,
wrote.
if we're talking about UMB, we probably ought to have this discussion in a closed session.
That's true. Okay. Do you guys have time, say, noon today?
Absolutely. What? Not noon.
Say one.
Yeah, one would be great.
Okay,
Oh,
we'll
Rich, are
send
you
an
good as well?
invite. Okay.
All right, then continuing down, we have our bonds payable. So that's the amount that was issued, remains outstanding at 14,016,000. Then we have our equity section. And here we can essentially just see the cash balances and the debt as they lay out. So not a lot here in the balance sheet, really some just cash and minor other items. But all right, we'll move down now to the funds. So these are the fund statements. We have the general fund, the debt service fund, and the capital fund. This here is the general fund. This is where the general operations of the district are accomplished, the revenues and expenditures. We have listed our 2025 final adopted budget, which was adopted at the last meeting for the minutes that were just approved, and then activity for the first quarter. So what you can see in the activity for the first quarter from an expenditure standpoint is just the finance and accounting expense for the to just the administrative costs for the ongoing compliance and accounting services for the district. And then those will be funded by developer advances, and that's revenue is what you'll see here relative to that developer receivable on the balance sheet. That's the only activity we have to date. So not a lot going on here. We will be engaging with the auditor here shortly to get going on the 2024 audit. And so you'll see some activity. There may be some elements where the auditor will need to speak with you as board members. So expect potential communication from them here in the next couple of months.
So, Brendan, did he reach out to you?
He has not yet. I'm assuming it's the same contact that you had sent me, so I'll reach out to him and get that going.
Okay, I'll send him your contact info. He and I talked about it the other day, so.
Awesome. All right, then moving down to the debt service fund. What you'll see in the debt service fund, looking in that middle column, is there's just not a lot happening and hasn't happened. Under revenues, first quarter, we received $23,729 of interest income, and that's just on the reserves that we have in place. We do not have any debt service payments that have been made. So we just have that net income of $23,000, which is just bolstering our ending fund balance. And that ending fund balance, as you can see, is made up down below of our capitalized interest and our debt service reserve, which you saw in cash up on the balance sheet.
And just to emphasize, we're not allowed to use that interest for administrative costs. It has to go somewhere else.
Correct. The way those funds are pledged, they have to stay within and repay the bonds.
Yep.
And then lastly, we have our capital projects fund. Here, what you'll see is a little bit of interest that was earned in March, and that was on that recapture of the $1.3 million. So that's starting to accrue interest, and so we got a little bit of interest in March. We have not made any payments out for capital outlay in 2025, so those are zeros. We did have a late coming cost of issuance invoice that got submitted, and so we do have a $5,000 payment that came through. That was part of the bond transaction. It just came late.
Who was that from?
I think it might have been UMB's trustee fee. I mean, let's salt, put some salt in that wound, but.
Yeah, that probably was.
I'll get right on that one.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, I think it already came out.
So what we are carrying in the fund balance, then that 5.2 million, it is a combination. It's the numbers we talked about, right? It's what we recaptured, and then it's that receivable.
Hey,
And that makes
Brendan.
sense.
Brendan, sorry to. I
Yeah.
just wanted to go back to that.
Sure.
And this is not a vindictive thing. Is the trustee allowed to just take money out of? Is it, I mean, is he allowed to just take $5,000 if indeed they did without our approval?
Well,
I
generally
mean.
speaking, no, but that's generally people can't just take money, and no, trustee included. There does need to be a process and an approval. In this instance, because it's from the cost of issuance fund, as part of the bond closing, all of the vendors were approved as part of that closing, whether it was the trustee, whether it was accountants, whether it was legal counsel, that was all approved as part of that closing. Just because they paid themselves later doesn't invalidate that was approved at closing that they would get paid. And
Okay.
so because of that reason, they were able to pull those funds.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that is the last fund and last component of the financial statements. Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. But if there's any additional questions, I'm happy to cover those.
You guys good with everything?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's looks good.
Okay. Can we get a motion then to accept the financials as presented?
I'll move.
Thanks, Russ.
I'll
I'll
second.
second.
Give it to Rich this time, Nick. So thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That's all I show on the agenda board. So We'll send out a meeting notice for 12. It won't be
No,
for the district. Oh, one.
one.
Yeah. Thanks, Russ. It won't be a district meeting. It'll be a meeting with the development team. So, Brendan, do you want to be part of that discussion board? Are you guys, who would you like to be part of it?
Well, you make sure that Matt's available to be on that one.
Yeah, that's why I gave you those times. He and I
Yeah.
talked about it this morning.
I don't think we need Brendan.
Okay.
What I can do, I don't know that I would add any benefit to the conversation, but what I can do is send over those March financial statements that
That's
show that
great.
deposit just so that you have that. So I'll send that over as soon as we get done with the meeting.
Okay.
Hey, Brendan,
Because
would you
I had
also
heard.
send just one more? Sorry, would you also send over where the where in the documents when we closed it shows that $5,000? I guess I could dig it up, but I just
I've got the closing memo, Rich.
okay. That would be if you can shoot that over. I just want to be
Okay.
very clean on all of our numbers.
Yep.
So I understood, Brendan, that a couple of months ago, UMB had recovered about 250,000, and like to see if that shows up
Yeah,
anywhere.
so the March statement that you'll see will show two deposits, one for about 250,000 and one for about 1.1 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. If there's nothing else for the meeting, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Rich.
Second.
Thanks, Russ. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.